The sudden dismissal of one of the most popular members of the Czech government, Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil, gave rise to intense speculation about the real motivation of the move. Prime Minister Petr Nečas reiterated on Thursday he had fired Mr. Pospíšil over poor management of the ministry. However, few believe this was the real reason behind the fall of the Justice Minister. Jan Richter with the details.
It's not very common for Czechs to protest against the dismissal of a government minister. But on Wednesday night, several dozen students gathered in the center of Prague to voice their objections to the dismissal of Jiří Pospíšil from the post of justice minister. One of the protesters, Jakub Drápal, said he thought that mismanagement of the ministry and budgetary issues were only a pretext for Mr. Pospíšil's dismissal. That feeling is shared by many commentators and politicians, including those from within Mr. Nečas's and Mr. Pospíšil's own party, the Civic Democrats. Instead, many people speculate that the Prime Minister acted so swiftly in order to avoid the appointment of Lenka Bradáčová to the post of the High State Attorney in Prague. Commentator Eric Best says that might have far-reaching consequences for the fight against corruption.
Apparently, Nečas found out about it shortly before he decided to ask for the removal of Mr. Pospíšil. There's some doubts about when he learned about it, but it seems that he was under pressure to act very quickly, because once Mrs. Bradáčová is put in the position, then it's very, very difficult to remove her, and that position in Prague is seen as being critical in the investigation or non-investigation of some of the major corruption cases.
The coalition Topo 9 party has meanwhile asked the Prime Minister to make sure that Ms. Bradáčová does get appointed to the post, regardless of who the next Prime Minister will be. The relations between Prime Minister Nečas and the former Justice Minister have apparently never been very good. According to a report by the online daily Insider, they suffered a further strain in February when Jiří Pospíšil failed to inform the Prime Minister that the state attorney in Prague was reviewing a case file related to corruption at the Environment Ministry, in which the police briefly suspected the Prime Minister himself. That, according to the publication's editor-in-chief Sabina Slonková, might have contributed to the Prime Minister's decision.
It is not as if we can say, yes, this was the sole reason why Jiří Pospíšil was sacked, but it helps illustrate why the Prime Minister lost all trust in Mr. Pospíšil. He felt betrayed because the Justice Minister did not inform him about this.
Yet another unconfirmed story making the rounds in the corridors of the lower house says that Jiří Pospíšil himself will face prosecution. According to a report by the business news site Motelek.com, the police are planning to raise charges against Mr. Pospíšil over his role in an allegedly overpriced purchase of a detention facility for the country's prison service. Whatever the reasons, Mr. Nečas's move is seen as a grave setback for the Civic Democrat Party, which got rid of one of the most popular and competent members of the government.
That was Jan Richter with a report on the latest sacking in this cabinet of the Justice Minister, Jiří Pospíšil. And you, if you have an opinion on this issue, of course, you can share it with us either via email to english@radio.cz or on our Facebook wall.